Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, advertising works. I'll tell you what, the McDonald's crispy, spicy crispy sandwich was freaking amazing.
That's good.
It is good.
I can see Nick chewing it through a screen right now. That's amazing. Is that new?
Yes. I believe so, yeah.
Man, you scored with that, McDonald's. Congratulations. They dropped off a bunch of food. First time in a year we've had food. I mean, that's why it's so good. I haven't eaten in a year.
No, it's good because it's good.
It's excellent. It's excellent, yeah. Thank you, McDonald's. Dave Landau. When's Dave calling, by the way?
About a half hour.
Okay. Funnybowandomaha.com to see Dave. Yeah.
Did you say Nick was chewing through a screen? Over a screen? Well,
yeah, over. Yes.
I can see Nick through a screen. Chewed his way out of the yard. Chewed his way out of the house.
Yeah, stuck in the house.
Killing us over here. That's hilarious. Yeah. All that comedy.
Dick.
He's just mixing up his metaphors.
That's right.
Yep. And just wait for the emails.
I got a tweet saying some of the guys that don't understand those references probably weren't the fastest swimmers in the sack.
Well, that's not mixing any metaphors.
He's not mixing it there, I know. Yeah.
Well, obviously they were.
Yeah.
If they got there.
They were. Well, that's right, because they were technically...
won.
They were born, right.
Maybe the smartest sperm, like, knew better, and they were like, nah, we're good.
Yeah, you're not the smartest sperm in my sack, right? It's a good thing to tell your son, I guess, or your daughter. You ain't the smartest sperm in my sack. Great, thanks, Dad.
I'd like to think, anyway. Like to think there's smarter ones in there.
All right, Kelly writes us here. She has a good point, I think. Guys, you are 100% right about decriminalizing prostitution. I just wanted to say that some of us are trying to kill the terms hookers, prostitution, prostitutes, because of the awful reputation those terms.
Sex worker.
Yeah.
It's the word. It's sex worker.
And they seem to dehumanize people that are sex workers.
Sex workers, right.
So I know I'm a liberal freak, but as you guys were talking about it, I was yelling at the radio, call them sex workers!
Is Kelly a woman?
Call them sex workers. I think so.
Is she a sex worker?
I don't know.
What's our email?
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Let us know, Kelly.
She already knows that.
Oh, that's right. You're reading it. Okay. Okay, what's well, I was gonna say what's Puss's email?
I know I'm a liberal freak. I just wanted to put my two cents in.
So are we, man.
Been a listener since I worked at Blockbuster in the 90s.
Wow.
I would take my boombox and listen to TNT before opening the stores. You guys had a huge influence on my life. You were like the fun drunk uncles that weren't creepers I had growing up.
And now she's a sex worker.
I don't know.
No, she's not saying that.
Oh, I thought she said she was.
No.
Which might have nothing. I have no problem with that.
Well, there's one thing that.
If we're a huge influence and you become a sex worker, that makes sense. What? She's not a sex worker.
No, right? She calls herself a liberal freak.
Oh, good. Good.
You really aren't the brightest bulb in the drawer.
No, I just keep hoping she's a sex worker.
No, here's the sentence.
It's purely personal.
I just wanted to say that some of us are trying to kill the term. So that's what led me to believe that possibly.
That's what I meant.
She could be a sex worker.
But she just might be a liberal
freak. She's just saying that some people are trying to kill the term.
No, you're right.
Okay, she's among the people that are trying to kill the term, not necessarily a sex worker.
Right. We follow a lot of sex workers on Twitter, and a lot of them are just wants to do porn from their house, and they're technically sex workers. You know,
there's a couple of them that work for major companies.
Right. Well, I know that, but they make their money by just doing porn at their houses, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of them make their money off the OnlyFans now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good source of income.
Yeah. You get the premium content. That's what Puss told me. Cost you more.
It'll cost you.
Hey, guys got to make some money somehow.
That's right.
That would be convenient just to be able to do that from your house.
And make money?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just picturing you in your bed all day, Nick, with your shirt off, saying, how you done?
Yeah, but you'd have to decorate the
bed
all
day. You got to pay for that.
You picture that every day.
You've got to put a lot of work into that.
Sex worker is the correct term. Yeah, let's just use that here now.
If Nick wanted to be a webcam boy, you got to have your bedroom all decorated nice.
Webcam boy.
High def camera. Yeah. You got to have a good camera.
Chewing a chicken sandwich. Yeah.
And you got to be playing the appropriate music all the time. You got to have a good soundtrack.
Love gun.
Yeah. Nah, that'll work.
Already picked out, right. Man.
Not a sex worker, just a liberal freak.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and thanks for for listening for all these years, too. I love that. And we're still drunk uncles, believe it or not.
We'll try to use the term sex worker more often.
Yes, we will.
Work that into our vernacular.
Yeah, the boombox at Blockbuster is quite the throwback. We can't find a Blockbuster anywhere. Boomboxes are in short supply.
Everything about that sounds great. A boombox at Blockbuster cranking us out before work. I love that. Take it off. I see you dancing around your room.
Yeah, the only difference would be it's filmed now.
I really love you, baby. What do you got there, Nick? Is this in their repertoire to this day? They still play this a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Now, Kiss was a lot of people's last concert in this area.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I see that a lot.
I love that line. He's trying to build it all up, and he goes, "Girl, I can make you feel okay."
That's because it rhymes.
Right. Yeah.
You're hissed.
It's so good.
Your hips are thrust in there.
It's kind of creepy looking back on it, but when my friends and I went to our first Kiss concert, we were, freshmen in high school?
Yeah.
And went with a buddy's uncle and some of their friends. And the dude who ended up, not even coming home with us because he just got, too drunk to find.
Mm-hmm.
on the way down there, they were listening to Kiss, of course, and Love Gun comes on. He turns around to us, 14, 15-year-old dudes? You boys know what a Love Gun is? we think we get it.
And that's you're 14. That sticks with you forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And for 500 more tokens, Nick will start firing the Love Gun.
firing it. I love that song.
I'll have to paint a star on my Love Gun.
Damn right. What's up, Craig?
Yeah. Oh, our buddy Dick the Dominator is checking in again.
Yeah.
What's up? Nick's not going to make a lot of money.
Kind of knew that.
Right.
No, he's gonna have to play techno music. He's gonna have to either be really furry or shaved down, smooth, and oiled up.
Okay, which one?
Well, we don't mind.
Looks like I'm shaving.
And that's the only thing that's gonna work.
Okay, so either hairy or shaved down, smooth, right?
Yeah. Well, if he's trying to get guys, yeah.
And techno music, not Kiss, obviously. I got it.
Yeah, because I imagine guys mostly attract guys.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Nick's not a fat guy, so he wouldn't be a bear, but he's also not skinny and ripped either. So who's he attracting?
He's probably going to get the twinks.
Oh, the twinks. Okay. Oh, there you go, Nick. You got that going for you. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. Nothing wrong with
twinks.
They
have debit cards.
Sure.
Now, let's also say this. Hold on. Let's also say this. When he said twinks,
right?
He was not being flippant.
No.
He was not being flippant, and I don't want anybody to think that he was being flippant.
I got it right. Yeah, twinks is a smaller gay man,
That's a term in the gay community.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's a recognized category.
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Go ahead.
It is generally going to be a smaller person who is lesser in stature and young in appearance.
That's our agent. He was a twink.
It's going to be it's the typical young boy look.
Yes. Oh, no, he's not that young. No.
Yeah.
And Nick's not young either, but he would attract twinks, right?
I'm pretty sure at one time he was a twink.
Oh, easily,
I think he's attracted to twinks.
I don't know. I think his boyfriend's bigger
you're
than
right.
him.
Yeah. We've met the guy. They seem to be both the same size.
In stature, by the way. We don't know any more than that.
It's not a bear twink thing.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Right.
Dick, twink is a term.
I always like
twink,
the education.
Bear, whatever they all are.
Well, that dream was shot down pretty quick.
Well, mainly the music. You don't want me dancing to techno music. That would
I mean, if you're in it for the money, it was shot down quick.
Right. Pretty sure your dad would have told you the same thing. So it's good you got the news from Dick right away.
Yeah, I was just picturing you clicking over to the next viewer, and it was your dad. That's awkward. Dad? Hey,
Dad? Yeah, that's that Lifetime movie where the guy shows up to bang a sex worker, and it's his daughter.
Yeah, this is a new version. Yeah.
Dad's probably checking out the OnlyFans where they're playing Pippin in the background.
My daughter, my escort.
That was it, my daughter, my escort.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, speaking of sex workers, whatever, what's not even about that? Les Miles.
All right.
What the coach for the, right. Obviously, he's coached for LSU for years. A great coach, by the way. Won a national championship with LSU, I believe. And now he coaches Kansas. And that team, by the way, although really bad last year record-wise, I know they were really young. They're really young. And he got some good athletes, so who knows?
But as Louisiana State University's head football coach, Les Miles, was accused of texting female students, taking them to his condo alone, making them feel uncomfortable, and on at least one occasion kissing a student and suggesting they go to a hotel after telling her he could help her career, according to an internal investigation report released by LSU yesterday.
The thing about Les Miles is, like a lot of coaches, the dude has always looked 60. I mean, he's a guy that when he was 35 looked 60. You know what I mean? He's just one of those guys that, like a lot of coaches do, they just look like coaches.
When did this happen? I thought the timeline was
2013,
2013, something like that.
Yeah, the investigation was actually done on behalf of LSU in 2013.
So he's
done by a law firm.
So he's obviously married. He's got co-eds showing up at his condo.
I don't know anything about the marriage.
Well, he is married. Yeah. Okay. Has been for like 30 years.
All right.
They did not find that Miles had sexual relationships with any of the women, but they did find his behavior inappropriate. Miles said that he did nothing wrong and was simply mentoring young women at the university. The university thought that it was a bit odd.
I want to
Miles
mentor
also was
you.
Accused by athletic department staff of saying that the female student workers who helped the football team lure top recruits needed to be attractive, blonde, and fit.
Well, that is every school.
Existing student employees who did not meet this criteria should be given fewer hours or terminated.
Oh. Every major program,
yes,
anyway.
Yes.
His attorney said the coach continues to deny the allegations and hopes the release of the report puts an end to the baseless, inaccurate media reports. Now, the allegation was, they say, was not supported by evidence, warranted no discipline.
Why is it coming
we
out
do
now,
not
by
believe
the way?
Under, well, we're getting to that.
Okay.
We don't believe under the existing law and the terms of the contract there's cause to discipline and or terminate Coach Miles, according to his attorney. Others say that mischaracterizes the findings of the report. As a result of the findings, LSU issued Miles a letter of reprimand and required him to sign forms stating that he had read and understood the school's policies. The university also ordered him to stop hiring student employees to babysit, cease being alone with them, and attend 8 one-hour sessions with an attorney and pay for it out of his own pocket. The allegations against him were first made public after USA Today sued for the records back in January.
I got it.
LSU initially refused to release the records. Miles intervened in the lawsuit, asserting his reputation would be ruined if the report was made public.
So
that is true.
I guarantee you, when Kansas hired him, they knew all this
they
stuff.
They did not know.
They didn't?
Okay. They're saying that he did.
Okay.
They're saying they did not know. Miles dropped his bid to keep the record sealed, with his lawyer saying the release was necessary to defend himself.
Is he keeping his gig at KU?
Well, this just came out yesterday.
Okay. We'll find out.
So they say that back in 2013, Miles and LSU tried to ensure that the records would remain secret, according to a letter released with the report. In it, attorneys for LSU tell Miles that should anyone request it, the school would fight the release in court. This is the report that's going to be released publicly today, apparently, is expected to reveal even more about his conduct during his time at LSU.
It's not a good look for him or the school.
No, because LSU let him stay there, obviously. They didn't fire him. They fired him basically for coaching purposes.
He was eventually the fourth highest paid college coach in the country at the time. Yeah. He was at LSU from 05 to 2016, led the Tigers to the national championship twice, winning it in 07. Yeah. The game twice, winning it in 07 and 2011. AP named him National Coach of the Year. Now, the student worker who said that he kissed her lodged a complaint with athletic department officials a month later. The school fired him in 2016 after LSU got off to a 2-2 start. That those two had nothing to do with each other, they said.
Was it, ooh, Les Miles kissed me?
Yeah.
I just said
that. That's definitely
I better be
now,
quiet.
Now, he is the highest paid public employee in the state of Kansas.
Oh, of course he is, yeah. He makes more than self?
Well, in 2020, he was paid $3.3 million in 2020.
What's
making
self
him the highest paid public employee in the state, according to 24/7 Wall Street.
Basketball is a bigger sport in Kansas than football is, for sure.
Yeah, that's surprising.
And in Lawrence, for that matter.
Yeah, and that generates a little more revenue than football, I would think.
No, nothing can really count. It might be because of gear. They love their basketball.
It's KU.
Right.
So back in the day, as a result of one student's concerns, Miles was barred from having any one-on-one meetings or interactions with student employees and from texting or calling them. The athletic department also conducted various sexual harassment trainings, and Miles was told that student employees could not babysit for him. He also texted at least one other former student employee. The student said she was not uncomfortable with it, but she did find it unusual. Other department employees addressed the situation by telling the student to ignore the texts. The employees implied that others had similar experiences.
So he's been with KU for 2 years, right. I think. This is his third year coming up. Has he been accused of anything? Has he been accused of Kansas for anything? I don't think so.
Not aware of that.
What's Self been paid?
This article says Bill Self makes $4 million a year.
Easily Self makes more than Kansas.
I would think so, too.
And Les Miles is at 2.75.
Yeah.
At 24/7, they said he's at 3-something.
Well, this was after – this article was from last spring when everybody took a pay cut during the pandemic. So
still, though, Self's making more.
Still, yeah. Bill Self makes a good million or more.
I would think so. Yeah. Maybe – yeah, I don't know how that works and why they called one a public employee and not the other. I don't get that one. Yeah,
they got babysitting money.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, this says Self is in the middle of a contract extension that he signed through 2022 that pays about $4 million annually. Yeah. So I assume that's just the money coming from the university.
I would assume that as well.
Yeah.
That's just probably a misprint.
The Adidas money is separate.
Yeah, you know what? He's Miles putting his hand in his face. Oh, man, I haven't played with anybody here at all.
If they tell you that these...
And that's not going to work for his wife.
No.
These girls can't babysit for you. You might be a creep.
Yeah.
When you get told you can't be alone with females, you got to really reflect there.
Undergrads, too. I mean, you're talking 18 to 22-year-old girls, which is, hot.
All right.
Don't want to say it that way.
Right. That's different than Pence, who just... That's self-imposed. He can't be in the same room as with another woman.
Right, exactly.
You can't upset mother.
Yeah,
he's choosing. Yeah. Les Miles got told.
What do you think Pence does that tube saying, honey, don't worry about it. It's just a bunch of young men in this meeting. Oh, go ahead. Cool.
Right.
Pence leans that way.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think he takes his annual trip down to Juarez.
Mm-hmm. You
forgot your belt.
Oh, I forgot. I think we're off those couple of days. I had some exchanges with your dad on a text on Facebook. I don't know if you saw that, Nick. Might have been your page. He put out that it was on Todd and Tyler page. He put a picture out of Miss Lindsay.
Yeah.
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 Which is Lindsey Graham dressed like a Southern belle. And I asked your dad, I said, you would know, dude. I said, first of all, I said, miss you, Mark. Can't wait to see you again. I said, is Lindsay gay? And he goes, I go, Lindsay's gay, right? He goes, he's gayer than me.
Wow.
Right? That's what his dad, Nick's dad said. He goes, he's gayer than me. He said, if that's possible. Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah.
Now, according to QAnon, under the new administration, which is now going to start on March 20th.
Now?
Pompeo will be the new vice president.
Oh, that freak. Okay, got it. Yeah. Right.
That's good.
They got their heads on straight, don't they?
They're
just smart people in that group. Yeah.
Like LSU had to cover their own ass with that Les Miles thing, but if you're reprimanded by an old job, do you even care?
No. As long as Kansas doesn't fire him and keeps paying him, he doesn't care. I mean, he's done. He's probably, once again, this is about him going home to his wife. You see, he was back in the news. I know, honey. I'm sorry.
If I get a call from an old job and they're like, hey, we weren't happy with you, like, why wasn't either? Why do you think I left?
Oh, Mrs. Miles has known about this for some time.
Of course she has, but it's back in the news, so it's back. She's probably saying, oh, she hasn't talked about it in 3 years. All of a sudden,
the ladies at the church are asking her about it again.
Yeah, right.
I wonder what kind of hat she wears.
Yeah. Hanging on top of her head like Les does.
Well, he's worn the like the old guy hat like
for years.
Veteran style
right.
for his for whole years. Life.
And it's smaller, too.
It's what the co-ed's like. Right. A tiny hat on top of an old dude's head.
They always love that.
That is a good look.
Co-eds do love that.
And they got to have some bigger hats down there. I mean, you know they got some leftovers from when Mangino was there.
Oh, yeah. He had a big head.
Yeah. Those are being used for tents. Yep.
A group of researchers surveyed over 800 people and found that conversations almost never end when both parties want them to.
You mean in person or on the phone?
In person.
Yeah.
One of the researchers, Adam Mastroianni. Is,
when you're on the phone, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means I'm done.
How about this?
I'll let you go.
So this is a 4.5-hour conversation. It always ends way too late. We're always saying, is it 10 yet? Nah. Damn, we got to talk and get another hour?
Yeah, in person it's frustrating. There'll be times where I'm like physically trying to separate myself from the person. You know, you get closer to the door, you open it up a little wider and step back. Like,
you know what?
Are we done?
You know what the weird part about that is since there's a pandemic and most of us have done the right thing, we're only really seeing a certain amount of people in our lives, especially early on in the pandemic. And I know for a fact how I look trying to get away from a conversation in person, even before pandemic. Okay, the conversation's run its course. I want to leave. I know I'm making those motions. So I ran into a friend of mine at a drugstore, him and his wife, I want to say right after Christmas. And we hadn't seen each other a long time. So I was just begging to have a new conversation with somebody different that isn't, you know, my family or you guys. And I noticed as the conversation was going, he was kind of drifting away. Like, so I'm thinking, I'm that guy now. It was just really subtle because he's a good dude. But I've been in the same situation. Even though I'm talking to a guy I like, he's going, I'm done now. I'm walking. He started kind of bracketing off. I said, oh, and it rang a bell at me. I said, oh, that's right. He's doing what I used to do. So, your conversation's over.
Yeah, he's done.
But I stopped it. I did stop it. I knew because I saw the nonverbal communication he was giving me. Like, are we done?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been the guy that people are done talking with and kept going.
You can feel it. You can feel it. Yeah.
One of the researchers, Adam Mastroianni, told New Scientist that people feel like it's rude to say I'm ready to go or to say I want to keep chatting, although I feel like you don't want to keep going. Because of that, we do not broadcast that information to one another. They say that conversations are otherwise an elegant expression of mutual coordination.
Whatever.
And yet it all falls apart at the end because we just can't figure out when to stop.
That's true. That's also with text. I know Craig doesn't like to say got it, but I've noticed before that when do text chains end? Not with us. It's a little different. Ours are just dick jokes back and forth. But if it's somebody on a personal situation I'm also talking to, how do I end it?
I've noticed that's a good time to send a GIF.
Oh, it is? Oh,
that just kind of sums it up, and you're like,
okay.
Here's this.
Crazy. That's crazy. Okay.
Or a thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's a good way to conclude it, too.
The study author said he learned a useful guide to conversation during his research. He says, you might as well just leave at the first time it seems appropriate.
Yeah.
Because it's better to be left wanting more than less.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't talk to many people at all then.
I'd avoid all conversations.
You ever see, I love when you like see an acquaintance in the grocery store and instead of just having that awkward, how are you? Good. Fine. You fine. You just like nod. Oh, hey. Then keep moving. That's the best.
That is the best. If you both do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels if you're doing it and the other person doing it, you feel totally rude. Because it's a person you know better than just to say hi.
Right.
But you don't want to do anything.
But when it's mutual, we're both like, we're both shopping, got stuff to do. Hey,
What's up?
To see you.
Yep.
Later.
Is it rude if you see somebody you know, they didn't see you, and then you do everything in your power to keep them from seeing you?
We've all done that 1,000 times.
It's rude if you're caught.
Because I've done that.
I do that most? I do that back when I'm visiting back east, if I'm in the grocery store, you know, in my small town area. And inevitably, I'm going to see somebody I recognize. And I always think, you know, when you see people, you go, well, maybe they don't recognize me. I said, if I know who they are, they know me, too. We all knew each other 20, 30 years ago. So I avoid them like the plague. I come around the corner, there's a guy I knew 30 years ago for a split second. I just go the other way.
Hide behind the pineapples.
It's just lame.
You really study those refried beans. And are these the ones? Are these? I don't know.
You know what? They're hiding from us, too, half the time. That's
Oh, sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Dave Landau, when you get back. Yeah, thank you. It's right in there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.